This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Some of the world's problems seem so overwhelming that people don't think they can do anything about them. But tuberculosis is an exception. Though it kills 2 million people a year, $10 worth of medicine can cure TB. A little-known group of ordinary citizens called Results successfully has lobbied Congress to provide funding for tuberculosis treatments around the world. NPR's Richard Harris reports they're struggling to keep that funding in place.
10 years ago, Joanne Carter was a typical well-to-do American. She worked as a veterinarian, providing medical care to the pets living in the suburbs of New York City. She was happy but not fulfilled, so she became a lobbyist. She's not the kind of lobbyist who wears $1,000 suits or the kind who represents wealthy interests. As she explains during one of her frequent trips to Capitol Hill last spring, she is there on behalf of a group that is simply trying to make the world a better place.
I would say the other thing that's nice, too, is that while I'm not backed up with a large budget, I'm backed up with a grassroots network in 100 cities, so that gives you a certain different kind of clout, but a very useful kind.
Carter realized that her small and relatively unknown group, called Results, could make a real difference in the seemingly intractable problem of global poverty. The secret was to focus on just a few issues where a little money makes a lot of difference. Tuberculosis rose to the top of that list.
This is a disease that not only disproportionately impacts poor people, but also so clearly pushes people deeper into poverty.
So for the past 5 years, Carter has been walking the halls of Congress, developing allies, and putting TB on the map. The campaign has been a great success. U.S. funding for international TB programs has risen from practically nothing 5 years ago to $75 million last year. But this year, the money is in jeopardy. The White House proposed a steep cut in funding for bilateral TB aid. So, on this bright spring day, Joanne Carter is trying to draw public attention to this issue with a telephone press conference on Capitol Hill.
Operator, if we could get started.
You may begin.
Thanks very much, Operator, and thanks everyone for waiting for this call to start. We have on the line Senator Barbara Boxer from California, Congressman
Senators Boxer and Republican Gordon Smith from Oregon announced they have introduced legislation to more than double international TB spending to $200 million a year. Representative Sherrod Brown, an Ohio Democrat, promises to push the issue forward on his side of the Capitol.
No one in Congress was doing anything about tuberculosis. We were doing minimal amounts domestically. Internationally, we were doing zero in this Congress. And it's hard to think I can spend a better hour in a day than doing something that can cure hundreds or thousands or ultimately tens of thousands of people.
The challenge for TB activists has always been to turn warm words into real money. That's a lot harder to arrange than a press conference, but the Boxer-Smith TB bill gives the volunteers with Joanne Carter's group something concrete to fight for. 3 months have elapsed since the press conference. It's now mid-June, a Sunday afternoon. Hundreds of people from around the country have gathered in a ballroom in a Washington, D.C. hotel. They are citizen lobbyists, the backbone of Results. They are here to get Congress to vote for an increase in TB funding.
Okay, everyone, if I could have your attention.
Carter is coordinating the lobbying blitz to be carried out by these volunteers in the coming days.
We made those, the interns made these wonderful poster boards in the back with the list of all the members of Congress, House, and Senate so that you can fill in the meetings that you have.
The volunteers sign up to lobby their state congressional delegations and then get schooled in effective strategies. Scott Swearingen, a Results member from Tulsa, Oklahoma, has been doing this for 15 years. He's a video producer by profession, now 55 years old, with two teenage sons. He wants to leave a legacy for the world.
My dad's generation fought the war and won, and I think it's up to my generation, the 60s generation, to fight hunger and absolute poverty and win that war.
So he and his wife bought their own plane tickets to Washington. Attacking treatable diseases such as TB has really paid off, he says.
3 million children a year are living who would have died if this work hadn't been done. And I feel like in my own life I've been able to play a small part in that. So I feel great about it.
This whole group is fired up. They close the session feeling empowered to do something, individually and collectively.
No more silence. No more silence.
following 2 days, 200 results volunteers swarm Capitol Hill. Swearingen and his group show up outside the office of Oklahoma Representative Ernest Istook. They're still working on an angle of attack.
Representative Istook is a particular challenge because he's really never really done anything about international health, as far as I know. And one of the angles I'm going to try this time, which I've never tried before, is that he's a devout Mormon, and Mormon young people go all around the world. They are put in harm's way when tuberculosis, and particularly drug-resistant tuberculosis, is a problem. So maybe that'll speak to him. We'll see.
Mr. Istook is not available for this appointment, but an aide appears in the doorway.
Okay, you're all meeting with me.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm Sheila Swearingen from
Good
Tulsa.
Good to see you.
I'm Lisa Brown from
Good
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, we're going to go down to the cafeteria downstairs.
William Duncan listens attentively to Scott's request to support the bill that would increase international TB funding. He assures Swearingen that Congressman Istook cares about TB, but he won't promise to support any funding increase. Swearingen and his colleagues move on to visit other congressmen, actually other congressional staffers, from the Oklahoma delegation. At the end of the day, he and his colleagues regroup outside a senator's office.
Okay, well, I guess when they do this vote, we'll see how this all comes down.
Swearingen can't tell how effective he's been, but he knows that at least he came and tried.
You know that song we have about no more silence? So we're not being silent. You know, so that feels good.
Long after Scott Swearingen and his companions go home, Joanne Carter still works Capitol Hill. She tells anyone who will listen that there is an effective international TB program in place, and what it needs most is money. Even so, the bill to increase funding to $200 million a year dies toward the end of the summer. Today, Congress still hasn't passed this year's budget, but Joanne Carter is hopeful that funding will at least be restored to the current level, $75 million.
I was saying to somebody the other day, I kind of woke up with this thought, hope is not a feeling, it's a decision. And so I kind of decide to feel hopeful. And again, I think when you look at not just sort of what's happened with the Congress really taking on the issue of tuberculosis, but also what's happened in the world, I think we should feel pretty optimistic.
Carter says members of Congress are increasingly coming to understand that money to fight TB is not a charitable handout.
This work really is not about trying to do good for other people. It's about that everybody deserves sort of some basic minimum of human needs being met. If we have medical treatments that are available for people, it just seems unconscionable that people don't have access to it.
And she says her own motivation isn't altruism. She says it's self-interest. She is part of the global germ pool, too.
If some of us aren't doing well, all of us are going to be affected in very fundamental survival kind of ways, whether it's medical or whether it's security or all those things. But I also think that it's in our self-interest that a billion people on the planet are not living in the most, you know, kind of unconscionable conditions, because I think that psychically that affects all of us.
Joanne Carter says we shouldn't have to be in denial about the state of the world in order to feel okay, especially when we can do something about it. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.